recommendation.
We are back from recess. And we have on the agenda Assessor's Office request. Mr. Pendle.
Gentlemen, as you, I think, understand or are aware, I need to ask for some funds from GCR for the assessment fund. I hope to have more funding coming in from the State Tax Commission. We are eligible for like $160,000, but we don't have that money yet. Can't promise you that we'll get it. I think you all understand that too, but we hope to. But in order to keep our I need some funds from GCR. I'm glad to answer questions if you have questions.
Two or three quick questions. What's the amount that you're asking for?
I think $75,000 would be a good number to ask for.
We got through this morning because we juggled a bill that was in accounts payable.
Correct.
Which is the amount of monies that were to be billed against the assessor's office for medical insurance for employees, et cetera. So GCR picked that up this morning, but that's easy because it's on paper. Next month we can juggle back if the funds are in place to where it's rightfully billed to the assessor's office. But you're asking for amount of $75,000, and then let's say that the 100, what did you say, 60?
Yes.
1,000 comes in. What's your proposal then?
Excellent question. I'd like to answer your question with a question.
Okay.
I've not thought this through, but it came to mind. And when we budget, and we budget our expenses, we have a total expense. Just pick a wild number. Let's say we had $100,000 total expense budgeted. And we had $150,000 budgeted as revenues. Can I spend that extra $50,000?
You can spend what's budgeted as expenditures.
Okay. So, if that's correct, then those monies, to answer your question, would stay. I'm not sure where they would go, quite honestly, but I can't spend them. So
I'll tell you where they'll go. They're going to go into the assessment fund, according to law. They'll go into a fund called the assessment fund.
So are you saying, Ron, that if I asked for $75,000, if I only spent $25,000, that $50,000 could not be returned?
Oh, I believe 100% it can be returned to the general county revenue fund.
Okay, well, that's what I would do. But the part of my question is that, and I hope this doesn't continue for years down the road, but in my short time as assessor, we've been here before on this same issue. And it, I don't know, maybe, I haven't thought this all the way through possibly, but it'd be handy on everybody's time if, because of this State Tax Commission revenue issue that keeps coming up, if the county commission would put enough money revenues in the budget, I can't spend it because the expenses won't allow me to do that, then we wouldn't have to be coming back here. Am I on the right track?
Let me ask a question. I thought you had said we were on the right track when we received a check from the State Tax Commission and that we would be receiving quarterly checks from the State Tax Commission.
I've never promised that we would receive anything from the State Tax Commission. I've said I hope, I'm working towards it. I would not say such a thing because I don't have any control over what they do.
asking, the media, did we read something in the papers or something that said we did get it? Or we was getting it? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I just making that up?
The governor did release the funds.
You're talking about prior funding? Or are you talking
I was thinking there was like $169,000 or something that said that we would be getting. Or
we received $138,000.
Right.
Okay, so $138,000.
Maybe I misunderstood you. We received that money, yes.
Right. It's I think we budgeted $160,000?
$160,000, correct. While it's on the table.
Actually, we budgeted $160,000. What was your request in state funding, do you remember, for 2014?
We budgeted $160,000. We expect, and that was a number I think that was brought from the previous year that we brought over, the $160,000. And actually,
if I remember right, you wanted less, and we said no. Let's put more in just in case.
Wait now, help me out. What are you saying?
You had a budgetary request before us, and you had anticipated revenues. What Brandon is saying is you had anticipated and asked for less than $160,000. The county commission increased that.
Right.
$260,000.
And I think it was because that was a figure that was there from years past. I had probably asked for the $138,000, which was the number I got from the state, by our parcel count, and the $3 per parcel. Our parcels are up, and I can't tell you the exact number, but it's...
If the state were paying, and they were paying timely, what would be the annual amount that the state could be reimbursing Taney County?
That's just what I was getting ready to say. Is okay. I don't remember the exact number, but it'll be better than the $138,000 because our partial numbers are up.
Probably will be better than the $160,000.
I don't think it's that high.
No,
I don't think so. Now I can't grab that number. I can certainly get it for you, but I don't believe it's over the $160,000.
I think it's around. In
2011, we got $154,000.
I believe our number is 46,524.
And current dollar amount that the state's reimbursing per parcel?
$3.
Rick, how much did we put aside knowing that in our earlier talks, knowing that we might have to do something?
$160,000?
Was it
$150,000?
You actually budgeted $150,000.
To give to him, to loan to him, to.
What we did, we budgeted in a transfer line to put it into the budget if it were needed.
But that was
the reason that we didn't put it in the budget, although Chuck asked us to at budget time, because of a law that's in place that guarantees X amount of dollars once you go to court, that you have to provide that office whether it's needed or not. So those dollars were held back as a safeguard to put in if, in fact, the state balked again on providing Taney County funding.
When did we receive the
$138,000?
When did we receive the $138,000? Is that 14?
I believe in 14. Let me make sure that
it was first this year. So based on what, third or fourth quarter of?
Probably would have been in June, maybe May at the earliest.
But we put 150 in expecting, just in case, we put that in the transfer line available, just in case we didn't get the 100 and whatever from them. But we got 138 from them. Is that right? So we should only have to come up with a difference of the 160 to the 138? Am I thinking right? So then why are we needing more than, or are we needing more than 22,000?
And if I'm not mistaken, we're still eligible within, if I heard Chuck right,
to receive
2014, 160,000? Is that the figure you gave us?
That's a guesstimate, yes, sir. We've got two quarters. FYI, if I might, I had a three-hour meeting Friday with Bob Epperson's replacement, Jan Elliott. She came to our office, and I asked permission, and I did record the meeting, and you're welcome to listen to any or all of that. Their fiscal year starts July 1, so the first quarter, since the governor released those funds he was holding a couple, 3 weeks ago, whenever that was, that first quarter is available, and actually we're in the second quarter, and so, yes, those funds should be available to us. They are available. I mean, they're up to the State Tax Commission to release.
Did she talk like they would be released? Because there have been promises made to the State Tax Commission before that haven't come around.
An excellent point, Danny. I believe it when I see it in that respect.
But I was wondering if she said in their recording that they would be available, as you asked.
She told me that they would contact me tomorrow and let me know.
That was on Friday?
That was on Friday. She said they would contact me Tuesday. But I don't know what kind of an answer I'll get. It's very interesting situation. The word is used a lot, but you can guess what I'm talking about. It's frustrating to go through the process.
And in fairness, I'll say there is trepidation, and there has been trepidation all across the state with a lot of the counties based upon what the state's going to do or the governor's going to do with this particular funding, along with per diem for prisoner costs within the sheriff's office. So it's something that we've been following very closely. There are a number of assessors that are in the state of Missouri that are looking at for 2015 cutting their budgets drastically because they don't trust that they're going to receive funding, of which the three of us have all heard about through different MAC meetings that we've been at, discussions with assessors and commissioners sitting at the same table. So there's a lot that's being chatted and talked about across the state of Missouri regarding the assessor's office and what funding is going to be coming from the state. The funding that we received, the $138,000, Chuck, was that for the third quarter of 2013 or the fourth quarter of 2013?
That would have been...
Or second quarter of 2013.
Would have been for the first quarter and the second quarter, I believe.
No, I meant within the calendar year. You're talking about fiscal year.
Sorry, try me again.
Okay. We operate on a calendar year.
Sure.
Their calendar year is different, the state. It, fiscally, as you said, it begins
July
1st. Were we reimbursed for work that we had done in 2013?
Calendar year. Actually, I would say that $138,000 was work that was done because there's this here we get the first two quarters, we get our monies in the first two quarters if everything is working happy. And we're maxed out on the contribution we can get at that time. Okay, so we got our funds in May. I believe it had been for the, and that was in 14. I'm sorry I'm slow backing up into this, but it would have been 13. It would have been work that happened in 13, I believe.
So all the work that we've incurred through the first three quarters of 14, we haven't received any funds for. I'm only stating that because we've got X amount that the state, I believe, owes us, just as they have in years past, that they haven't paid us.
Those funds that we're waiting on are work that's happened in the calendar year 14. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
What you're digging for?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Rick, do you know what was budgeted and how much has been spent? As far as expenses? How long would it take to get it current? I mean, using Chuck's numbers of 100,000, you know, if he's already spent 90 and he budgeted expenses of 100, I'd like to know. Please.
When do you anticipate your next expenditures, since we've got through accounts payable today and you're still...
The best of my thoughts be the next payroll.
And that'll be in 2 weeks, am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is I think you had just told us that you thought you might know something as early as tomorrow.
That's what they told me. They said they would let me know something tomorrow. But Ron, if I may caution you, and I think I've already said this in a way of stuttering around, I wouldn't count on that. I wouldn't count on us knowing anything tomorrow. I hope we know something tomorrow. And the reason I say that, if I could, while we're waiting, I met with the State Tax Commission, the three commissioners, Jan Elliott, the new lady, Sandy Wonkum, and myself sat down at the conference I was at previous week. And it was one of my frustrations in talking with Jan Friday was, why are we going through this process again today? Why couldn't this have been resolved when the three commissioners were sitting there? We were all at the table. If you got issues, let's work out the issues while we're all there. Why are we coming back a week later going through these issues again? And now you're going to have to go back to the State Tax Commission again to see what they want to do. So that's why I'm cautioning you that, you know, I hope we have an answer tomorrow. I hope we get word that we're getting the funding, of course. But it's not been a fun experience.
This is as of today, or as of October 20th? So we got $138,777 from the state. When does the collector's withholdings normally come in?
checks will come in. Should have a pretty good check coming in December. And then the biggest check will come in in January. Last year, she actually transferred some funds to school and the assessor at the in the middle of December. And I would assume that she might do that again, but I don't know that.
So the 287, 885 that he's already gotten, probably came in January?
Most of it came in January. There's some comes in each month, Brandon, but the, most of it comes in.
So that number there, we don't get anything. That's the collector. We won't get that. They haven't got anything since.
He's talking about transfers. Her transfers. Yeah.
It's on your revenue line in your budget.
I see the 287.
Each month, this month, right now, this month is run. I looked at it just recently. It's going to be maybe $2,000 this month.
Okay. The reason I bring that up, I did go to the collector to see if she had any funds that she could transfer, so I wouldn't have to come here. But she didn't have. But maybe $2,000.
Yeah, it's not very much right now. Whatever she collects throughout the month, there's a certain percentage of that comes to the assessor by statute. And so it's, when she has her big collection month, that's when there's a big amount there.
So we're at 87% of our salary budget.
That's through when?
Today, October 20th.
Does that include today's checks coming out, or do you know, Rick?
That
it wouldn't, would it?
Should. I'm not positive. It depends on when they post it, Brandon, so I can't tell you.
Well, I'm talking about payroll
know,
for this Friday.
I don't know if they posted that yet or not, so I can't tell you that. I'd have Don can tell you that. She's listening. She'll probably come in and tell you that, but I don't know.
Give me that number again. I didn't hear you.
87%. We're at 87% of our salary.
Okay.
We're at 46% of office expense, 66% of equipment expense, 20% of training, and then 58% of other expenses, 76% of employee benefits.
How much on the employee benefit?
76%.
76.
Brandon?
Yeah.
That 87%, does that include the expense that I just found out about 15 minutes ago?
I'm sure you found out it longer than 15 minutes ago, but I don't know. Yes, it does.
All right, sir, are you saying I'm not telling you the truth? Because I just found out about 15 minutes ago that you all have taken money out of the payroll that I did not approve. Or wasn't it?
I don't know that we can talk about it right now, Joe.
We can talk about you calling me a liar because hey. I just found out about it.
Biting my tongue. No, Rick did.
Oh. Yeah, I want to know if it was on this.
It is.
It's on this one. Okay.
Yeah. Payroll. I haven't done payroll yet. It's not a business. Is that what you're asking?
So it's not on this payroll.
The current payroll is not the issue that Chuck and I are talking about.
I'm not interested in that right now. I'm trying to figure out some of the rest of this other stuff.
It'll be probably later on Saturday, August, and I figure it out.
Right. So you say about 13,000?
Yeah. It's going to be a little bit over 13. Okay.
Thank you.
I want to address one thing for sure, that these monies that I've always been a supporter of keeping the assessor's office open, and the fact that we owe it to the taxpayers not to have a hold up in any way to cause the work not to get done that we're responsible for as elected officials. Do have a couple of questions of, and without going into any names, we've had some people hired in the assessor's office at a larger amount than what our starting salary is, and I know some of those are specialized individuals, but some of them were actually previous employees that were hired on at a much larger amount. I do have some question about that. The monies that would be in question that we're talking about today would be strictly as a loan to the assessor's office, not to be then to be repaid if monies come in to general county revenue. That's the way I see this happening. The other issues that you're talking about here, I'm not going to get involved in that. I don't even know exactly what you're talking about there. But anyway, so any amount but I'm a little bit confused on, Brandon, you said that according to the budget, there would be $22,000 available. Now, is that from what his total budget would be? Is that what you're saying?
From the state reimbursements.
Well, the state reimbursement, I understand that, but from what Rick had originally, what we had as a commission approved a budget, and there's $22,000 difference if $138,000 was applied. Is that what you're saying?
No, because as far as what we said we would pick up if the state commission, state tax commission.
Well, it's not just the state tax commission. We put that in there as a fallback.
Right.
And, for example, we haven't collected all that is budgeted within the budget that is to come from the 1% of withholdings
right. From
the political subdivisions,
there's
which is why Chuck went to Sheila. And we haven't received all from the state because they haven't delivered promptly. I personally look for the state to be making payments, but that hasn't occurred. But that's my take on it. I don't think they're going to withhold from Taney County at this time.
Well,
hope not.
But we don't know.
Here's what I want. Here's what I don't understand. Maybe, and there's the dollars are not figuring up right for me. I know that we have, and it's been talked about by Rick and by us, we know that money's come in and they have been appropriated as early as I think the first week in December by the collector putting money in the assessor's account in the past. Those, if those monies happen, first of all, I'd like to know how, you've asked, so I want to just ask, how'd you come up with the $75,000? That's first of all, what I'd like to know, because I'm not understanding what's left and what'll get us to from point A to point B.
It's half of what I thought we'd need. It's half of the 150.
That's,
I have not figured it out. I don't know.
That's where my
if somebody has. I've not figured it out.
But we already got $138,000 that was part of the monies that we thought would come in. That's where I'm getting a little bit confused about
well,
the amount.
The state reimburses. They're supposed to reimburse on a quarterly basis. The assessor fills out a form every 3 months to apply to the state for funds that have been spent within the assessment fund, out of the assessment fund, from the assessor's office. That's signed by a multitude of people within the courthouse, including myself and the assessor. And then that goes into the state. The state goes through that, and they early on, as Chuck was alluding to, in the first reimbursements that they give us, generally is when the bulk of those dollars come. And then if there's any left over during the other quarterly reimbursements, we receive those funds from the state up to a maximum amount that they are allowed to give our county and or any other county based upon the number of parcels that we have. The state has not reimbursed us for, to the best of my knowledge, any of the monies that they owe us for our calendar year of 2014. So they owe us a significant amount of money. I'm hopeful that they do.
And then the 1% withholdings would be?
As soon as those tax dollars come in.
Right. So it'll be December-ish, is like what Rick was saying.
Actually, I think that there'll be probably some that will come in and be distributed within November.
Right. The large, and there's 214, what we have budgeted, 214,000.
Right.
It hasn't come in yet.
Right.
Then if I could try to answer your question, the 75,000 where I got that figure you asked, I thought that would be more than enough than I would need before those monies that you all were talking about would come in. She'll even get some monies in November, I think. And so I picked that number somewhat out of the air, but I felt like it was large enough to cover it. And my thought is that we can return. We can only spend what we've budgeted from our other conversation. So, again, I was picking a number large enough where I wouldn't have to come back again if we don't get the state reimbursements.
And to go back to what I said, if the monies come in, then we would expect $75,000 to be put right back into GCR.
And to what I think I heard Ron saying, if we hear from them tomorrow that it's coming and, you know, they certify it's coming, we won't need it. We won't need the $75,000. That's what you were saying, right?
The possibility is that we're going to receive those funds before we have any more expenditures from the assessor's office. It's also possible that won't be the case, but yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. They will come in two steps, the two quarters, and I want to say one of them is $88,000. The other one is something else, I forget. So it'll come in two steps, but either one of them will be enough to keep us from using the GCR button.
With the looking at the expenses, you're about 83% as opposed to 87% on the. Had the other issue not happened, you'd be about 83% of your total budget for the.
Are you feeling that we're going to go over budget on payroll? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to make sure we're not going to go over. I'm trying to figure out where we're at and what we need to do to make sure we don't go over budget.
I do know that Chuck came in and just keep Don a long time. Don usually does make mistakes and things like that.
Thank you.
can assure you all of one thing. We're not going to go over that individual fund budget.
So we made sure of that today.
Because we have certain liabilities that will occur, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Finley.
I'll do my very best again, Wallace. What I talked to you about earlier, we get caught, and we did get caught in this particular situation with the unexpected expense that we had. If it came down to whether we pay or not pay payroll, I think federal law trumps state law, and we would pay, and I would go from there.
I hear you.
And I know what the state law says.
State law says...
But I believe the federal law is okay, you pay the payroll. And so I would hope that you guys would agree with me that we need to make a transfer and not put ourselves in that position. But if I was left to make the decision as to whether or not we should pay or not pay, I would say pay payroll.
If I get a certification from you, Mr. Finley, that says we have money on hand to pay a bill and we don't have, the law is very clear that we will pursue your bond and that it will be paid through your bond. And that's not going to happen. You're not going to let it happen. I'm not going to let it happen.
Good. We both agree.
That's one thing we've got to be very clear about. We can't do that.
You see, I don't have a calendar with me, or I don't know, but what... I'd like to know what amount, really, of what we need to... We just, as Chuck said, he just drew the $75,000 out of the air. I'd like to know what it's payroll to get us... up through the time that...
Rick, when do we have payroll again?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if we
loan
the monies to the assessor's office, what the dollar amount is, it will get us up through, like, December the... 31st. I mean... They mentioned that you just drew that figure out of the air. What if it's $5,000 too little or $10,000 too much? Or what I'm saying is it's not going to change whatever that amount is unless you would hire another employee or something. So could we give this answer at when we have more information, like,
if I could make a suggestion, would you like to stall this till Wednesday or your next meeting, and I'll bring you a report from, we may have a check on the way from the State Tax Commission. It's not, and that's a non-issue.
I'm not trying to stall it, but I mean, I think that's the appropriate thing to do so that we know a dollar figure that we can transfer, because we know we're going to know exactly what that dollar figure is. To get you through the first of the year, or December 31st. I mean, I think that's the reasonable thing to ask, don't you? I mean, other than having a figure that might not work or a figure.
Rick, can you give us an idea of what monthly expenses are for the assessor's office on payroll?
On payroll?
And all benefits that go along with payroll.
I can do that.
Why don't we put this off till
it's fine.
Thursday or next Monday?
Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna affect anything. We'll have a number.
So is there any other bills going to come out that we don't? Not till next Monday, anyways.
We'll have for sure the payroll, the benefits. Do you know anything else, Chuck?
That's what I want to do, is just waiting.
We know that we won't need that total amount, Danny, because we're going to have some revenue coming in.
That's that's what I know, but at least I'd like to know what the top dollar is. I mean, it's like my own personal business. I want to know how much I owe, total amount. That you need that in the form of a motion to put this on to another agendized item for next Monday or... Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I don't think any of us are going to let the office not work or run. I think we just want to make sure that everything's where it needs to be and the funds are being spent properly. And that'd be with any office.
Can you, Rick, help us with, and you say that Chuck had had a discussion with Don regarding payroll. For example, what we're paying the employees, how much has been paid thus far. I know that we have a prior employee that's making $7 or $8 more an hour as a
consultant
than he was making as an employee.
That doesn't come out of payroll.
Yeah, it does. Well, on this it does. Looked like it came out on this one.
So it's a...
I could be wrong.
But it comes out of the budget.
It does come out of the budget.
The overall budget was agreed upon and approved by the commission, the assessor. So if you could give us a breakdown of employees, et cetera, that would be helpful.
Is that okay? Right.
Possibly, I don't know for sure, but possibly is what happened.
Where would it have come out of at on the other?
Professional services.
Okay.
Since we don't have anything scheduled on Thursday, let's set this for next Monday. Is that all right? Same discussion.
That'll be fine. Then that way we have some documentation in front of us for what we request and what we need.
We are scheduled for, I saw him in here earlier, an executive session with personnel with buildings and grounds. I don't see them now. Linda, if you're listening and you could come in, that would be appreciated. And Renee, let's stand in recess until, well, let's go into.
Motion to go into executive session 610.021, subsection 3, and that's personnel.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021.3, which is personnel. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Dan aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Hey, Jan.
We can stand in recess.